for my friends and fellows in the rooms. An invocation. I came. I came to. I came to believe. I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me. I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. A visitation. On the morning of my 54th birthday, I woke up at dawn and instantly realized that my partner, Rhea, was in the bedroom with me. This was an extremely impressive accomplishment on her part, because at that point, she had been dead for more than 5 years. Yet here she was, a churning, energetic current of pure Rhea-ness, roiling through my tiny New York City apartment in wave after unmistakable wave of her. I was neither alarmed nor frightened. I would know her anywhere. I would love her anywhere. But I was surprised, for it had been a while since she'd made such an appearance. And oh, how I had missed her. She used to visit me like this all the time in the raw and bewildering months immediately following her death. Back then, she'd been so incredibly present, so consistently accessible, so funny and loving and demanding, that I used to joke, Rhea is more vivid in death than most people are in life. It wasn't that I could see her in those long-ago visitations. She was not some spectral Victorian ghost bride, but I could feel her unmistakable presence, and I could distinctly hear her voice speaking straight into my consciousness. The clarity of communication between us had been extraordinary back then, right after she died. It was as though she'd rigged up a strikingly effective supernatural Dixie cup telephone system through which she could chat with me across the cosmos using a long, long strand of yarn. The effect had been so intimate as to be sensual. Sometimes it was even fun. I would be out there in public, smiling and nodding and trying to act like a normal person, but Rhea and I would be having private conversations inside my head the entire time. At a party in Los Angeles, about 6 months after Rhea passed away, a woman I'd never met before came up to me, placed her hand on my arm, and said, I understand that your lover left her body recently, and I'm sorry for your loss, but I need to tell you something important. She's been coming to me lately in dreams. I'm a professional intuitive, and I have a sensitivity for such things. Rhea has instructed me to tell you that she misses you terribly and that she longs to communicate with you. Tell this bitch she can fuck right off, said Rhea from inside my head. Thank you for your kindness, I told the stranger. The woman pressed a business card into my hand. Here's my number, if you ever want to speak with Rhea directly. Tell this idiot she can jump directly up my dead fucking ass, said Rhea. It had been so wild and glorious back then to feel my Rhea still commanding the room, even from beyond the grave. But her visitations had diminished as the years went by. 2 years had passed, then 3 years, four. Life moves on, isn't that what people say? Rhea's voice faded. More than 5 years passed. The world had changed in that time, and so had I. There had been a global pandemic. There were new wars, new emergencies, new deaths. Babies were born whom Rhea would never meet. I wrote books that Rhea would never read. Everyone was talking about new TV shows that Rhea would never see. In a desperate bid to replace sorrow with infatuation, I had even dated someone for a while after Rhea died. Detonated myself upon them might be a more accurate description of the encounter, but that relationship had ended in swift, shattering, predictable heartbreak. I had not pursued anyone since. Instead, I'd spent those years working on myself. I had gotten sober, not only putting down alcohol and drugs, but also stepping away from all sexual distraction and romantic entanglement. I had let go of every substance or person that intoxicated me, numbed me, took control over me, or altered my mood or mind in any way. I had been learning how to feel my feelings and process my emotions without reaching for anything or anyone to take the edge off. I'd been using my voice, setting new rules and boundaries, and living in my own integrity